The Garfield County Hospital District's main facility uses swamp coolers for air conditioning. Its heating is a boiler from an old steamship.
Vent or a swamp cooler. There's three of those. That is the primary cooling for the hospital building.
That's Matt Slaybaugh, co-CEO of the hospital district. He says the hospital's main facility, which houses the emergency room, x-ray, lab, ultrasound, and business offices, was built in 1948, and it's showing its age. The building was placed on a moratorium by the Department of Labor and Industries because of inadequate electrical infrastructure, but intervention by the Washington Department of Health allowed it to stay open. Though the hospital has been struggling financially, Slaybaugh says a multi-million dollar project to replace the current facility was a necessary step in the plan to save it.
We are the second oldest building or facility in the state of Washington, and that's partially skewed because the nursing home building is newer.
The estimated cost of that upgrade was set at $8 million, though the cost per square foot increased from $400 to $1,000 since the initial projection. Still, about 70% of that price would be covered by Medicare over a period of 30 years. A debt capacity study estimated the hospital could take on $9 to $12 million in debt. The hospital is also trying to increase revenue by adding specialty services and a CT scanner. Officials expect to bring in roughly $300,000 in gross revenue each year. I'm Rachel Sun.